Thank you very much, Chair, and thank you to Director Simani for the very interesting presentation. I think that, as you mentioned in the document that you provided, I think it was a very useful summary, and I think it was short enough to to understand a little bit, to have a gist of what you were going to present today. But we also thank you for the additional information that we got. In fact, that was one of the elements that we are looking forward to regarding this meeting, because we know that these documents tend to be a little bit summarized, and of course we always get more information directly from you. Something that that as a group we have been emphasizing a lot is that we definitely want to see how, of course, how the three pillars of work of UNCTAD are interacting within the division. I did note that you do mention, for example, the Commission on Science and Technology, the IDG, etc. But maybe it would be important that everything is wrapped together so that we can see, for example, I will just take one example, would be the option two of the Asikura single window system. I think it's a good example to show how this work is implemented, but I guess that maybe the result would be more focused on, let's say, trade facilitation to reduce trade transaction costs. So not emphasizing on a particularly one project that you are implementing, but more on the area that you are focusing on. And maybe with the performance measure, you could include, for example, one of this project as one of the elements that you could consider as achieving this kind of goals. So I think for us, it's very, very important that you do these links. In particular, for example, we know that you are in charge of the IGE on e-commerce and digital economy, and I think that it is a very good platform for consensus building on this particular issue. And we definitely want to see more interaction, for example, of the findings of the technical assistance that you have been providing, the research and analysis, and how, for example, the topics and discussions are taking place in that IGE, as well as what happens and the consensus building also in the Commission on Science, Technology and Innovation. I think that you have a very, let's say, interesting position there, because you have directly a communication with New York and ECOSOC. I think that not a lot of the consensus building organs here have that direct communication, and we definitely want to see more the impact of the work that we are doing here being reflected in ECOSOC. I think that is very important. Now, regarding the trade facilitation, logistics, I think we wanted to emphasize that for us, and I think we worded it that way in the covenant. For us, of course, the trade facilitation agreement in WTO and its implementation is very important, but we are aware that first, not everyone is part of the WTO, but as well that your work goes beyond that. And you are really emphasizing in other aspects, not only trade facilitation, for example, maritime transport, logistics. And I think that we are very interested in you expanding that kind of work. We heard from the conference and even from the conference chair about the problematic, the current problem of the containers and the elevated prices of maritime transport. And I think that we are really looking forward for UNCTAD to help us on those particular issues. And we also know that for the issues of technology, of logistics, you also have expert groups that deal with those issues. And we really would appreciate that the topics that are chosen for those expert groups actually respond to the problematics that we are facing right now, in particular during COVID times. I get that would be the initial comments. Thank you so much.